My mom, Christiana, is yanking at a vine of asosi growing in my backyard. The vines are snaking their way up the side of my house. My mom is going to use them to make tea. She says, te asosi, asosi tea, is part of our Haitian culture. She comes from a line of Haitian women herbalists. She learned from her mother, who learned from her mother, who learned from her mother, and so on. Across the Caribbean, including where my mom grew up in Gonaïves, Haiti, bush tea and herbal remedies are the backbone of country healing. Here in Miami, my mom stuck to her roots. When I was a kid, and even now as an adult, Saracy is her go-to medicine for fevers, coughs, tummy aches, and just overall wellness. She fills up a large pot with water. She washes the vines and adds them to the pot, leaves them and all. The water boils and then simmers until it turns a murky greenish brown. Then she adds a pinch of salt, and that's it. Saracy or Asosi bush tea.
I don't think there's a place that you would go in Haiti and say, okay, I have a fever and I have a sickness, that one person would tell you, did you drink some Asosi?
Diana St. Ford was born in Haiti. She lives in Pembroke Pines, and she says, like my mom, she grew up drinking Asosi.
I haven't tasted anything that tastes like Asosi. It doesn't taste good, which is why it's so healthy.
St. Ford doesn't have any Saracy growing in her yard, but she's part of an unofficial club of Caribbean people in South Florida. You can find them picking leaves from other people's front yards or the side of the road.
Once you see this crazy woman stop on the side of the street and picking up that bush, you can say, okay, she's from the island. She's picking up bushes for her to go make some kind of remedy.
In North Miami Beach, Audrey Rowe gets her Saracy from a vine growing across a chain link fence in a friend's backyard.
This is where I come whenever I'm sick and really need some old-time, I guess, herbs.
Rowe and Kachita Francis are both Jamaican. Everyone calls Francis Sister Francis because she's a respected elder. She's 81.
This one is Jack in the Bush. If you have a cold.
The tropical weather here makes it possible for her to grow the same medicinal plants that she used in Jamaica.
And then you can drink that one over the other side named King of the Forest.
When Ro told Sister Francis she'd been breaking out in small rashes, Sister Francis said to come by for some Saracy leaves.
I'm going to rub my skin with some and I'm going to drink some as a tea.
But before you rub yourself with it, you used to wash it and rub it all over where those itching is.
Some people from the Caribbean believe there's almost nothing Saracy doesn't work for. Ro thinks this one is a joke.
In Jamaica, they said when you're having a baby and you want the baby to be brown and nice skin.
Well, I heard they say that too.
Back at my house, I'm trying to pass on these Caribbean traditions, like drinking Saracy tea, to my kids. My 3-year-old Noah takes a sip.
It tastes bad. It tastes yucky.
It tastes yucky, he says. But Grandma says it's good for you. I'm Nadege Green in Miami.